Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. In this evening's episode, I'm going to discuss the clinical case of a demonized man who met Jesus and therefore found new life in him. Having said that, let me also state that you and I live within the satanic cosmos, which refuses to recognize the supernatural. In fact, this world is radically anti-supernatural. And so we must keep this framework, this narrowed framework in mind when we discuss the epistemology of the New Testament, because Jesus did not operate in the narrow framework of anti-supernatural. He knew that there were unclean spirits. He knew and realized that there was an invisible realm, and that humanity, or the human condition, was a prey to this unseen world of evil supernaturalism. One of the best books that I read a long time ago by Earl dealt another good book written by C.S. Lewis, Screwtape Letters, does not deal directly with evil supernaturalism, but he does deal with the duality of demonic beings. Jesus knew that there are demonic beings. He knew of the existence and the reality of Satan. And the New Testament also talks about the emissaries or the agents of Satan, the ministers of Satan have transformed themselves into messengers of light. In Genesis 3, term that is used for the being that confronted the woman, it's called the Nakash, or the Shining One. The Shining One. Lucifer is called the Son of the Morning. Son of the Morning. So I want you to get an idea of some of the different spirit beings that inhabit scripture that mentioned. Of course, there's Michael the Archangel. And we have beings called the Watchers. We have the Seraphim, so the birds. We have the Cherubim. The idea at the end. And there are other supernatural beings that the Bible documents speak of. And so, and then, of course, we have the angel of Yahweh or the angel of Jehovah, which many believe to be the pre-incarnate Christ and his appearances in the Old Testament. And so, please understand that when not talking about an antiquated idea. We're talking about what the scriptures teach about the reality of humanism. Now, those individuals who profess to be believers and Christian counselors who do not have a biblical doctrine of guilt, who do not believe in evil supernaturalism, of course, will be very dismissive of this topic. However, Jesus was not dismissive of the topic of evil supernaturalism because it wasn't a mere topic to him. It wasn't merely a part of systematic theology, angelology, etc. Jesus encountered evil beings. Now, in Mark chapter 5, the particular group of us that I will read to you and discuss has to do with a man who had an unclean spirit. And so this evil being has taken over and influenced the personality of this very shattered individual, this very wounded individual. We don't know what happened to this individual that overtook his life in such a way so that this unclean spirit would have access to his personality. We don't know. But we know that this is a real encounter because it's in the Word of God and Jesus himself is involved in this incident. So Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, that is the Sea of Galilee, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately, and this adverb immediately is used throughout the book of Mark, there met him out of tombs a man with an unclean spirit. This area was dominated by limestone, and so limestone caves were used as tombs or burial sites. And so notice, in verse 3, who had his dwelling among the tombs, his residence, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound fetters and chains, and the chains had been broken asunder by him. And the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones, that is, wailing and self-mutilation. But then, verse 6 introduces us to a healing event in this man's life. Now, we know that this man was not in his right mind. The book of James uses the word diasupos, which speaks of an individual who walks besides himself. And so, but that word is not used here. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. And cried with a loud voice and said, to do thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. So now we see, after in verse 7, we see the pathology, the spiritual pathology of the individual, and the fact that his personality has been invaded by or his personality has been demonized. And he is under the control of evil supernatural beings or an evil unclean supernatural being. Now, notice what Jesus said. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. So, if you notice that Jesus does not answer the question of this unseen spirit or this unclean spirit, he does not answer this question because Jesus is God incarnate. He commands the unclean spirit to come out of the man. And verse 9 states, and he said to him, this is Jesus asking the question now, what is thy name? He answered, that is, his unclean spirit, saying, my name is Legion. Now notice what happens. Notice the fragmentation within the individual's personality. The demands of the individual's vocal cords are being used by the demonic host or hosts. My name is Legion, for we are many. Now, Roman Legion had 61,826 men. And so this unclean spirit besought him much, and he would not send him away out of the country. And so, in verse 12, we read, and all the devils, now the word has changed from one unclean spirit singular to my name is Legion plural in verse 9. And then in verse 12, we read, and all the devils or demons besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And so we see a behavioral proclivity of the unclean spirits. They want to inhabit either the personalities of individuals or animals. In this case, swine. And we read that forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And in verse 13, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea. Now, these were Jewish people from the tribe of Gad who were pig farmers, which was totally against the law of Moses. And they come out to Jesus to see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, that they were afraid. Now, this individual wanted to go with Jesus. But Jesus, in verse 19, said to him, go to thy friends, tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. He departed and began to publish in Decapolis, that is, a confederation of 10 cities, how great things Jesus had done for them, and all men did marvel. This man's personality had been shattered by evil supernatural beings. God has come to heal humanity, to bring new life to us, to all people. God, through his saving activity in Jesus Christ, is still saving souls today. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.